Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts on this beautiful Sunday. It's Sunday when I'm recording this, but it's obviously Thursday when you're hearing this, so you have almost made it to the weekend again, which is nice, because that means you get to do the same that I'm doing right now, which is laying in my bed recording podcast episodes, or like one podcast episode. Let's not overdo this. Let's stay realistic. That's what I wanted to say. I'm bringing you this special episode as an announcement for the future of Sweet But Salty. As I said in my last episode, I am reducing the frequency of posting episodes again to one episode per week, because it just, at this very moment of my life, feels right to focus on quality over quantity and not put out so much content. Or better said, I want to diversify my content on different platforms, so I'm more active on Instagram. If you want to follow me there, I'm called World of Vila on Instagram. And I have started to create more. I've started to draw and paint more, which I like a lot. And I have some very special music plans in the making, so definitely, literally stay tuned for that. So I definitely also want to focus on my podcast, but not as intensely as I have done before, even though I was told that some of my Spotify listeners really would like more episodes. I'm sorry. You'd said this too late, because the decision has been made, the announcement has been made. But I have a huge amount of episodes to go through, so if you want to binge on Sweet But Salty, you can always do that. And I think over 150 episodes is a lot to go through, so I really hope you'll have fun with my existing ones, and also that you'll stay tuned for the ones I'm going to create. Now, this episode is actually dedicated to telling you a little bit about what the future of this podcast may or may not look like. I mean, what I've learned is definitely to be not fixated on one particular result when it comes to creative endeavors, so it's not like I have it's set in stone and this is what it's going to be and I'm never changing it up ever again. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that for the foreseeable future, I kind of want to focus a little bit more on art in my podcast, because my podcast is always a reflection of what's going on in my life. And as I said, I'm creating a lot more than I did before. I'm trying to create one drawing or painting per week, and so far it has worked super well. And what I've learned through that is definitely to not overthink it and to face my fears, because oftentimes as a creator, you get somewhat of an art block because of your fear of making mistakes. At least that's what I feel like. But currently I'm reading a really good book. It's called The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. And he actually talked about the same thing, in that many creators are scared of making art because there's just something about overthinking it and fearing that you'll make a mistake. And that really doesn't get you very far, because you become paralyzed over time. And I have noticed that through using my creativity more, I am more creative, I am more open, I am more ready to make changes in my life and to explore and to do things that aren't really planned, so that are more spontaneous than before. And that feels really good. And now that I'm talking about spontaneity, there's something I haven't talked about in my podcast before that needs to be talked about ASAP. This is actually a really funny story. I've only mentioned a few times that I actually make music as well, and I write my own songs. So there was this incident where I potentially, maybe, sent a voice note to a dating show candidate that was sung by me. And that was, I think it was over 2 years ago. There was this guy who was a candidate at a dating show, and I found him very attractive for whatever reason. Looking back, I don't really understand it, but in the moment he was very likable and he was funny. So when he actually left the show, or when the episode aired, when he left the show, I actually wrote him a little song that was 1 minute long, so it fit into the Instagram voice note thing. And I had to record it live on Instagram because you can't send pre-recorded audio files on Instagram. You have to do it in the app. So I did that. And it fit perfectly. And in that song, I gave him compliments. I kind of had a little bit of like inside jokes in there of stuff that he had said on the show. And I basically asked him to ask me out, which is so crazy. I can't believe I did that, but I did. And he actually replied in a very kind way. And he was quite chill and cool about it. So that really gave me a good feeling about myself, because I had kind of judged the situation right, or like judged him correctly, and that he would be chill about it and all positive and so on and so forth. So that was in a time when I was coming out of a very dark phase of my life still. And it was over 3 years ago when I was like coming out of that really dark time in my life. And I actually then proceeded to contact him twice more. Which was ridiculous, and it ended up in like me creating something else for him, which I won't go into detail, but it was a lot of fun. It was a really funny situation. But what I wanted to express, or what I want to express with this, is actually follow your intuition. As a creator, it's so, so important to follow those sparks and ideas that you have, and that urge to create that's inside of you. And it's really important to just follow that. And sometimes it's even more important to follow it blindly and not to overthink it. Be really spontaneous and listen to your intuition when it comes to creating. And it comes down to the little things. Creating reels, for example, on Instagram, picking out the music for that, it's also a very intuitive thing. And you don't always have to choose the one song that's trending. You can go with your taste and create something that's totally up to you and that really represents you, because that is really what art is about. It's not about impressing people or following a trend. It's actually about expressing yourself and doing what feels right and authentic to you. And that in turn will potentially create a trend. So, I mean, looking at the Kardashians, for example, I'm not saying they're artists, but they're really savvy business people, and they have managed to turn around the body ideal for women completely. Because before the Kardashians, it was still a time when women were supposed to be as skinny as possible. And through the Kardashians, curves and feminine bodies came back into fashion. So you definitely have the potential as an artist to set trends and to create trends. And it shouldn't be your primary driver and your primary focus to do that. But you can definitely create beautiful things that move people and that touch people and that touch a lot of people if you follow your heart and if you just listen to what your intuition says. So definitely make sure to do that. Whether you're an artist or not, it doesn't matter. Be spontaneous, follow your intuition, and be authentic. And that will get you far in life. And that will create circumstances and a life that feels good to you and good to your soul. And that's so, so incredibly important. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a little bit of everything, a little bit of a funny story and my thoughts on being an artist and what it's all about for me currently. And I'm pretty sure that next week I'll have different insights that I'm very happy to share with you. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. If you liked this episode, please make sure to subscribe to my podcast and make sure to rate it wherever you're listening. That always helps me out a lot. It's also pretty cool if your work gets recognized, so that's definitely something I appreciate a lot. Though, as I said, that's not the primary focus, but it still helps the algorithm, so on and so forth, blah, blah. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will catch you next Thursday. Have a wonderful week. Stay healthy, stay creative, and make sure to tune back in on Thursday. Bye.